the amount of drugs that flow from Venezuela, as previous speakers have indicated, are not the problem. The flow of drugs into the United States, this is a map produced by the UNODC, the United Nations Organization for Drugs and Crime. It is the international grouping. The DEA statistics indicate the same thing, that looking at the trafficking of cocaine, which is the main drug trafficked from the Andean countries to the United States, 74% goes through the Eastern Pacific vector into Mexico, a very small percentage, 8% from Venezuela. Do some drugs leave from Venezuela? Of course. There's not a country in the world where this doesn't happen. Second point on drugs. Most of the drugs do not enter the United States by illegal migrants swimming across the Rio Grande or by fast boats dashing across the Caribbean. It's not true. According to the DEA's own statistics and CBP, the Customs and Border Patrol, 90% of the heroin seized coming into the United States, 88% of the cocaine seized coming into the United States, and 84% of the methamphetamine, coming into the United States comes across the official border crossings, the ports of entry, in trailers, in buses, in trucks, in cars, in big rigs. Those are the official reports from the DEA itself.